This is an MP3 on producing the Omega Hell engine that powers vampire technology. We know, of course, that psychic warfare is a zero-sum game, and therefore, if you wish to have eternal life and power, then, of course, you need enemies tortured eternally in infinite pain, which then can be increased, all of which needs enemies to sign the contract, which is that they wish to kill you, burn you alive, have your soul burning, and then put you in a Jewish Abaddon torture hell. All of this contract signed by the British government, Rothschild royal family, and they've been trying to do this to the Psy Lord Tim Riefat since around 1996, when they first tried to burn him alive with microwaves. So, of course, that means the contract is completed. And, of course, if you're going to build the engine to power vampire technology, the Death Goat engine, then, of course, it is crucial that you have the needed numbers. And these, of course, have to be 13 million. And just coincidentally proving that this is now a matrix, there are 13 million Jews around at this time, which means that the Omega Hell engine, using the Jews as death goats, could not exist until now. Why does it have to be 13 million? Well, of course, we know that the negative torsion field is made from 13 spirals, which, of course, gives us 13 squared, 169. And we know, of course, that for control over three dimensions, control over, remember, three dimensions is I space, control over psi space, you need a million death goats. That's why the Catholic Church burnt a million white women. And of course, that is 100 monkeys in three dimensions. 100 times 100 times 100 gives you a million. And of course, the Jews, all of the Jews now have been transferred into their Islamic State torture cages in Omega Hell in Antipolyclinica number 26. How? Well, this was done by the ritual where in the Temple of Jerusalem, the rabbis Goldberg, Kupinski, Levine, and Twersky were sacrificed by the Abu Jamals. And, of course, there was no download of this attack into the Goyim, because, of course, the pig Israeli Saif was killed. And, of course, with the murder of the Jew scumbag Danuzan in Copenhagen, one could then redouble the remanifestation of all Wicca men as Jews, Saif and Uzan. And since Jews are parasites, supernatural spirit parasites, they, of course, are female, and therefore we have Wicca women. And, of course, Tetragrammaton could be slaughtered in the bodies of the rabbis, and all of Jews are made from Tetragrammaton, and the Jew God is made from tetragrammaton. So once you've done the ritual in the Temple of Jerusalem, the most holy place of the Jew God, you can then, of course, convert all free space into generators to put the souls of the Jew into Omega Hell. And, of course, you've got the ready-made vessels of Mu'at al-Kasasbeh and the Jews that cover themselves with petrol, the Jews burnt alive in SS death camps. All of this is now done thanks to the ritual slaughter of tetragrammaton in the bodies of the rabbis in the Temple of Jerusalem on the 18th of the 11th, 2014. This now means that all Jews are soulless and their souls are all in torture cages in Omega Hell, which gives us 13,000,013 to make the negative torsion field with its 13 spirals, and 1,000,000 to take control over I-space. And of course, since the Jew soul is minus I, it's this brown, shit-coloured, excremental filth, the excrement of the earth, as the Jews call their souls, the bohu and the tohu, the pig face and the rat face, as we've explained. When, of course, you have the minus I of the Jew soul put in the Omega Hell engine of 1,000,000-fold burning Jews with the negative torsion field of the 13 spirals, the 13 million, magically you get out of the equation a negative torsion field which puts the minus I of the Jew into the I three space of a sequestered Abaddon torture bottle. Minus I times I gives you plus one output, and that therefore means you get a 13 million positive output from the torture vivisection of all the Jews who've now been shelled. No Jew on the planet has its soul in there. It's actually shelled, and their souls are now in Omega Hell. And of course, this gives us the 13 million output, which comes from the minus I soul of the Jew being in the I space of Omega Hell, with the negative torsion field, which of course has to be built from 13. And of course, 13 is deadly to the Jew and the Knights Templar, because of course the Knights Templar were destroyed on Friday the 13th. Now, of course, this can be thought of as the power source force for the vampire, rather like Green Lantern's battery that powers up his power ring. So, of course, this MP3 can be thought of as the power plant for vampire technology, and of course simply playing it will power you up. Or in fact, you can build the power plant simply by having 100 Jews chosen along the x-axis, 100 Jews chosen along the y-axis, 100 Jews chosen along the z-axis, which of course gives you the 1,000,000-fold Omega Hell for the Jews. And then of course we pick the 13, so you can choose 100 Rothschilds, 100 members of the royal family, 100 of the Israeli citizens, 100 of the Anti-Defamation League or whatever juice scum Israeli Defense Force, simply write them out on a bit of paper along the x-axis, y-axis, and z-axis. Jews breed like rats, so there are plenty of these filthy alien interdimensionals. And then, of course, we want to have the death goats for the spiral, which, of course, starts with Yod Wicker Woman Twersky Moshe, then Hey Wicker Woman Levine Kaman, then Val Wicker Woman Kupinski Area, then Hey Wicker Woman Goldberg Shmuel Avram, the four filthy rabbis now screaming in Omega Hell, which of course torture Vivisex, the Jew god Tetragrammaton, the Jew creation and all its creatures. That's all of the Jews. Then, of course, the Wicker Woman Pig Saif Nahad Zidan, Good Shepherd Christ, and of course the Wicker Woman Good Shepherd Christ Pig Dan Uzan, to make six. Then of course we can stick in the eight from Charlie Hebdo, the vassals of David de Rothschild, who owns Charlie Hebdo. We've got the four Jewish pigs from the ritual murder in the kosher supermarket. We can then stick in Finn Norgard, the Knight Templar baby buggerer director. Kenji Goto, Haruni Yakua to take the Higgs field. And of course stick in Fukushima, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Trinity. Kayla Muller, the American bitch burnt alive by the Rothschilds, using Jordanian bombs. Muath al-Kassasbe, the burning the 45 burning Kurds, the five burning Iraqis, the headless Egyptians, 21 of them, and of course you only need 13 to build the negative torsion field spiral. So of course you can take your pick out of that mix, thanks to Hamas, the Abu Jamals, and of course the Kouachi brothers, and Omar Abdel Hamid El Hussein and Islamic State. We've got more than enough for the 13. You simply then draw a anti-clockwise spiral, and on each of the spirals just put a victim, which of course would be your standard Yod Wicker Woman Twersky Moshe, Hey Wicker Woman Levine Kaman, Val Wicker Woman Kupinski Area, Hey Wicker Woman Goldberg Shmuel Avram, Wicker Woman Pig Saif Nahad Zidan, Good Shepherd Christ, Dan Uzan, Pig Wicker Woman Good Shepherd Christ. That gets us up to six. Stick in Harunu Yakua and Kenji Goto, Wicker Women, to get us up to eight and bring in the Higgs field. We can have Finn Norgard to bring in the Knight Templar baby buggerers. That's nine. Muath al-Kassasbe, another possessed body, the Jordanian Jew, 10. Kayla Muller, 11. We've then got the four Jewish pigs in the kosher supermarket, who, of course, were the rabbis and tetragrammaton re-killed to get up to 15. And then you can take your pick from the Jews killed in the Belgium Museum. You only need 13, remember. So we've got so many victims. And then, of course, you've got the 6 million Jews. You can choose any of the victims of the glorious SS who killed the filthy Jew interdimensional parasite, which, of course, then fills out the 13 million Omega Hell death goat generator that torture vivisects Jews eternally and then goes up the total power sets in order to produce the infinite energy from the infinite torture of Jewish souls. Now that means that every Jew on the planet has been shelled, is a clipothic shell, and of course that means that the generator then powers you. So you can simply put it, write it on a bit of paper, and then, of course, burn it. The burning of the 13 million generator then can supply the power to a vampire crystal, which, of course, you can put under the burning paper. You can get the ashes, and then, of course, puts some of the ashes on a certificate, vampire certificate, in order to power up the vampire certificate, get a photocopy and just put the ashes on top and smudge it on, and then put a couple of drops of water, and that then will power the certificate, which you can then stick online and copy out 144 times in order to use the entire internet as a psychotronic crystalware generator. You're basically downloading the Omega Hell Death Goat Burning Jews Eternally engine onto the internet. You can also do it 169 times to download the negative torsion field, negative reality into the internet, so all of the Jews on the internet are sucked in. By that I mean the NSA, FBI, MI5, all of them turned into Jews by the Queen's ritual that made Goyim, all the white Wiggers, Jews, which then, of course, allows you to put the 1 billion Westerners from the European Union and America, New Zealand, Australia, and the Commonwealth. All of them can then be dumped into the 13 million Omega Hell Death Goat generator to burn Jews eternally and inflict every possible torture on Jews eternally. All of this done by this process. And of course, if you don't want to do any of that at all, you simply can get this MP3 and play it again and again and again. And of course, remember, you want to play it as a two-dimensional information space. So you play this MP3 from north to south and from east to west simultaneously. And of course, that will then power your bone generators up simply by having this MP3 in the background. And of course, if you've got a vampire crystal, the pressure of the air being moved by the speakers will produce a piezoelectric effect in the crystal. Any pressure on a crystal produces minute electrical charges, which open it up to the fifth dimension, which of course then poisons the five-dimensional Riemann manifold with this weapon system, changing the manifestation of four-dimensional space and the matrixization of that, which the Illuminati have been doing, to erase the reality produced from the five-dimensional Riemann manifold of the Jews, and of course replace it with the psychicwarfare.com reality, all by having a vampire crystal or any of your quartz psychotronic generators listening to the MP3s. So you can see why psychicwarfare.com is MP3s, because of course the sound produced produces longitudinal waves, which of course then cause minute sparking in the quartz crystals via the piezoelectric effect, which links them to the fifth dimension, which then of course means that the entire Jewish race, Zion, the Jew God, is the cause for a time density, time flow via Kozarev, and the effect is all Jews killed, all Jews soul vivisected, all Jew souls killed, all Jew souls downloaded into torture cages, and of course killed, driven mad, and then rebooted, as explained on the 100 MP3s, by sequestering Gormless George, the Messiah David, and using him as a glove puppet to continue the torture ever upwards. All of this done simply by playing the MP3s, as we saw from the Russian Ivanova when she talked down the telephone line. That was enough to heal people. So what's special about voice? Well, in Kabbalah, everything begins with the word voice. Voice is the creation mechanism, is the psychokinetic mechanism of Kabbalah, and therefore by sequestering voice, you sequester the power of the Jews to kill the Jews, rip their souls out of their bodies, kill their souls, torture their awareness eternally, reboot their souls using the power of the Jews and downloading the infinite torture onto the sequestered Messiah David, and then starting again. So the Jews provide all the power for this mechanism, and we know, of course, that Tetragrammaton is simply voice, a specific way of saying creation, which according to the rabbis destroys the universe if you can pronounce Tetragrammaton properly according to Crowley, and then remake it. The rabbis know this perfect intonation, allegedly. So simply kill the rabbis who all share the same assemblage point. There are a Bose condensate. So when you killed Goldberg, Kupinski, Levine, Tversky, you simply stole that power, got the Jews to erase the universe and then remanifest it, where the only purpose of Jews is to be eternally tortured to power the Psy Lord, Tim Rifat. So one can see that MP3s are the only way to kill Jews, because of course in the beginning was the word, and the word was sequestered Tetragrammaton, which now has taken over. The past has been erased, so the Jew creation's gone, and in the beginning was the sequestered Tetragrammaton, where the Jew God and all its creatures and creations were only created to be eternally tortured to produce the power for the vampire great lord Tim Rifat. So one can see now that the ritual slaughter by the Abu Jamals in Jerusalem was the end for the Jews and the Jew God, and the start of this new timeline, which of course became fully manifest to the entire world, with Pete Carroll losing for the black Seattle Seahawk team and their black quarterback. And one can see, of course, this reality manifesting as we speak, with the Chelsea supporters pushing the black out of the train, which of course is another image of the whites turning on the blacks. Pete Carroll turning on his black quarterback and black team, and the Chelsea white supporters pushing the black out of the metro train in Paris. All of this just manifestations of the new reality, the psychicwarfare.com reality of total race war, where the Jews are slaughtered like dogs. The whites become Nazi and super racist, and the entire Muslim race is possessed by the idea of Islamic State. All of this now a done deal, and of course the Russians destroying the West by dropping Vieca, or North Korea supplying Cobalt 60 to Islamic State that will first release it in London. So London will be the first place where Cobalt 60 is released, bringing in the age of psychicwarfare.com, the Pete Carroll age, because remember, London's been ethnically cleansed, so London's mainly occupied by blacks and Arabs. So one can see the future writ large, and the power source for this new timeline, the psychicwarfare.com timeline, of course, is the Jews, the 13 million Jew death goat generator, where all of the souls of the Jews have been ripped out of their bodies and are eternally tortured to supply the power source for this technology. And one can see, of course, that the written word could not build the psychicwarfare.com engine, because remember, psychicwarfare.com isn't a website, it's a strategic weapon system. And of course, when you speak, what you're doing is, of course, changing four-dimensional space, because of course the air is compressed and rarefied, and therefore you're changing the structure of four-dimensional space by speaking. So in fact, it can be seen as a psychokinetic act, the ability for the biophysical body acting through the SMA to then produce changes in four-dimensional space. And of course, if four-dimensional space is produced by the Higgs field, by agglutinizing energy fields, as the shamans posit, then that means, of course, that you are changing the time flow. Because, of course, according to shamans, everything's an energy field. And the only way you can tell that time is flowing is that the agglutinizing force changes the shape of the energy body. And, of course, we know that when you read something, read a website, there's no change. But when you speak, the energy field changes. You can simply prove that. Put your body in front of a large speaker, turn up the volume, and you'll find your body starts vibrating, which of course is changing the shape of your energy body. So one can see that since this shaping comes from the fifth dimension, simply even without a quartz crystal, your bones will be moving. Your bones, of course, have the ability to spark when moved, which then links you up to the fifth dimension. So you can see now why voice is needed, because voice, of course, links you up to the five-dimension Riemann manifold, and that allows the information in the voice to then access the fifth dimension and then change the fifth dimension so that the information that is manifest from the five-dimensional Riemann manifold is changed. So voice can be seen as a way of information being able to sequester the information Higgs field reality by going up the five-dimensional Riemann manifold, and then changing the five-dimensional Riemann manifold manifestation of 4D space, and then the 2D matrix, which comes about by going on Twitter and Arsbook, and explains why the NSA is desperate to run a real-time simulation of you to matrixize you and control you. Someone begins to see that Russian research in information inevitably leads to, if reality is information made from the Higgs field, then of course can information affect the Higgs field? Yes, but only if it is made into a space-time perturbation, which then affects the tensor of space-time from general relativity, or actually the 15 tensor from five-dimensional general relativity, which then affects the scalar on the opposite side of the equation, affects the four vector of electromagnetism, and therefore one can see why psychicwarfare.com has to be voice, because information cannot change reality unless it is spoken, unless it creates a perturbation in space-time. And as one can see, speaking is simply not an act of communication. You can do that with bits of paper. Speaking is an act of magic, as we see from the Kabbalah. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was the Psi-Lord Tim Riefat, who tortured the Jewish God, the Jews, and their creation eternally to power him and make him omnipotent. All of this, the new information, which of course has been downloaded into the Jews and the Jew God, and of course we know it's fact, because if the Jew God was omnipotent, it would have protected the rabbis from Tim Riefat slaughtering them like dogs and sequestering and destroying Tetragrammaton. So one can see already it's proven the Jews, of course, if they're so powerful, would have banned Tim Riefat, instead of which they're stunned into silence. No email is sent to Tim Riefat from the Jews, because they're in mortal terror of their master, Tim Riefat. So, of course, as we see from the Bible, by their word shall ye know them, and the Jews are stunned into total silence because they're in mortal terror of their Psi-Lord, Tim Riefat, who, of course, has only one use for Jews, eternal torture. So if one looks at Geller, Cameron, Netanyahu, Kerry, Porkashenko, Ratsenyuk, the Rothschilds, the royal family, they're all vivisected lumps of meat, their souls now in torture cages, being burnt alive, powering the vampire technology. So simply put, this MP3 is supplied to give you 13 million souls worth of energy, which of course, when you run it in parallel, north to south, east to west, gives you 13 million times 13 million, which of course is 169 times 10 to the 12th souls worth of torture, where the Jews actually have to suffer to that level of torture because they're supplying you with that energy. And of course that then produces the perfect information space the 13 million by 13 million space, which enables the production of the six-dimensional ultimate vampire killer. Because, of course, we know 100th monkey effect, and when we've got 10 to the 12, that's six dimensions, which sequesters the Star of David, Vow, and all the other shit of the Jews. We know, of course, so we have six dimensions for describing movement of matter. And, of course, we've got the 169, which gives us the infinite negative torsion field to turn the entire reality into Omega, hell on earth for the Jews, where the only purpose of the Jews is to be infinitely tortured after thinking they could conquer the world. So, of course, the torture only is perfect when, of course, the Jews thought they were going to conquer the world, and then the Psy Lord Tim Rifat comes along and says, no, the only purpose of Jews is to be infinitely tortured for the vampires, the Islamic State jihadists, Nazis, and all the other peoples that despise the filth of the alien parasitical Jew. Thank you very much.